I would encourage you to turn your Bibles to the last few verses of Romans 12 and the first few verses of Romans 13. And as you're doing that, let me mention two things. The new copies of The Spiritual Sword, which is edited by Brother Hires, are here. The copies are here on the stage. I think that this is a very special issue. It has some information in it that all of us need, and I'm sure that some of us do not have, about things that are happening in the work of the church throughout the brotherhood. I would encourage you to pick up a copy and take it and read it and bring the copy back. There are about 50 copies, I believe, that we get. And if you would take it and read it and bring it back so that others can pick it up, I would encourage all of us who can to read the articles that are in this issue of The Spiritual Sword. I think all of us are aware that we are in a position of construction going on here, and because of the fact that we are somewhat limited in our entrance into the auditorium and into all parts of the building, let's all try to exercise patience, be gracious to each other. And during this time, I think it would be wise if we could maybe make our 8 o'clock service just a few minutes shorter, and our Bible classes in the auditorium and in this annex just a few minutes shorter, so that it will aid in people coming and going. I'm in a position to control part of that, as I preach part of the time at 8, and I'll be teaching the auditorium class most of the time, and so I will talk to myself, and you help me talk to others. But it's wonderful to see progress, and this is a time that we can be very helpful to each other. November the 5th is going to be a very, very important day in the history of Tennessee. We have on the ballot this year a proposition where we will determine whether or not our Constitution in this state, that has been here for literally centuries, will have the opportunity to be changed to allow the possibility of a state lottery. I want us to think about some of the principles that have to do with that this morning. In the first place, it is very important for each of us to understand that each citizen has the right to vote his own conscience. I would not change that in any way whatsoever. I believe that's one of the freedoms for which we need to be thankful. But at the same time, each citizen has the responsibility to inform his conscience of what is right and what is wrong, and what is best and what is not as good. And it is in that area that I bring the lesson this morning, to share with you some thoughts that I believe you need to consider. I would encourage every voter to go to the polls November the 5th and vote. Not only on this question, but in every area, I believe that we need good people involved in trying to help control the circumstances where we live. And again, I would emphasize that each of you has the right to vote your conscience, and you have the responsibility to inform that conscience of what the Word of God says and what the facts seem to be as far as any issue that we are facing. I appreciate what is being done throughout the state by Christian people. I was in Crossville about 6 weeks ago and was able to pick up the sign that you have seen in my yard on the corner. The churches in that county had gone together and had enough signs printed for each family who wanted one to put one in their yard. A very catchy sign. They did a good job with it, and they gave me one that I might bring it back. You've seen other signs posted in yards that are being obtained from other sources, but I appreciate what the churches were doing in that area. I receive bulletins from different areas in the state, and I have appreciated each article that has been written, some by people whom you would know. In one bulletin this past week that came from Lewisburg, the elders had an article in the bulletin in which they said to the congregation, "We have decided as elders that we will all vote against this possibility of the lottery, and we are urging you to consider the facts, and we would urge you to vote in that way." I appreciate everything that is being done, and I want to do everything that I can. I don't hesitate to tell you that I believe that anything that we can do to keep the environment in which we live free of suggesting those opportunities that would cause us to violate the will of God is something about which we need to be concerned. I plan to vote against this proposition, and I want to share with you some information that I think can help you to make the decision, to make the right decision in the sight of God as far as this is concerned. I'm convinced that there are two passages of Scripture that tell us exactly why we are facing what we're facing. One is Matthew 6:24 that says, "You cannot serve God and mammon." Mammon is the god of money. In my opinion, greed is one of the biggest problems that we have in this nation. And it's not just limited to this question, and it's not just limited to those that are in the world. It is something that all of us face. We have to be concerned about the god of mammon. And then in 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the attitude toward money. And I think if you will look at many of the issues that we face from time to time, including liquor by the drink, liquor stores, and some of those things that we've faced in the past, and what we're facing now as far as the lottery is concerned, and what I believe we will be facing in the state of Tennessee in the near future if this passes, the possibility of casinos and things like that, other gambling circumstances, as we look at those, we need to be concerned about what is happening. And we need to do everything that we can to try to keep our minds right, our attitudes right, and whatever happens to determine that we're going to do right in the sight of God. I want to do everything that I can to defeat this proposition, but if it passes, I still will have the opportunity to live as God has told me and to be sure that I control my life as I ought to in whatever the setting is. But I am convinced that the problem has to do with greed. There are three areas that I want to suggest to you this morning for your consideration. One has to do with the circumstances of the state itself and what I believe to be facts that need to be taken into consideration. Researchers are telling us that the lottery has more appeal to the younger generation than any other kind of gambling. It is suggested that 1 in 3 of all of our teenagers participate in the lottery when it is available, and 1 in 20 of our teens will become addicted to it. Our teenagers may not be as attracted to places where the gambling devices are, like Las Vegas and down in the edge of Mississippi and places like that, as much as they would be attracted to a lottery system where they could go into businesses, stores, almost in any area, and purchase lottery tickets at a fairly small price. And so it has pretty well been proven by research that this is a problem as far as teenagers is concerned. I believe we need to consider that. It has also been proven that a higher percentage of poor people are involved in the lottery than in other types of gambling. In some instances, people have been quoted as they bought the tickets as saying, "I need to win because this is my mortgage money that I am using." And that's going to affect many families when that takes place. I think we are all aware that the odds of winning in a lottery are outstanding. It has been suggested that one is more likely to be struck by lightning than he is to win the lottery. It's into the millions as far as the odds are concerned. When you take the poorer families who do not have enough money sometimes to buy food and to pay their utilities and to pay their rent and things like that, and then they begin to spend money on the lottery, one of them might possibly win, but look at the thousands of them that do not. And that means that much money is going out of those families, and somebody's going to have to take care of those needs of those children and those in the family. I believe it is a problem when we consider the fact, as has been pretty well proven in the states that have lotteries, that more of those on the lower end of the financial totem pole are involved in lotteries than those that are very rich. This is something that ought to concern us. I think we need to look at the facts as far as education is concerned. This is the one appeal that is being emphasized, that if we have the state lottery, look at all the money that's going to come into education. Well, first of all, read the fine print and see where the money goes, not to K-12, but for scholarships for those in higher education. One of our members received a call just the other day from a friend in a state where there is a lottery. And the comment was made, don't let them fool you. I've been teaching here for years, and the lottery has not brought more money to education in this state in general. I think we need to stop and look at the facts. The claims are being presented in a way to sway people's thinking, but we need to look at the facts. And in connection with that, it's just not good for the economy. Do a little bit of math. Suppose that we had $300,000 that went to education in some way. That means there would have to be at least $900,000. The highest figure that's ever been given of what goes to education is a third. And in most states, they say that it's 4 to 10% instead of a 33%. But if a third went to education, when $300,000 went into education in any form in our state, that means $900,000 has come out of the pockets of the people. Particularly the people who cannot afford it. And if people spend that much money on a lottery, that means there's that much money that will not go into the stores and into the businesses. Many surveys have suggested that states where the lottery exists, that business is hurt, not helped. And all you have to do is to look at the facts. I'm convinced from just looking at the setting in which we live, that a state lottery would be bad for our teens. It would be especially bad for those who are the poorer families, that it would be bad even for education in the long run, and that it would be bad especially for the economy. And so if we only looked at the facts in the case, I think we have something to consider. But from our standpoint, we need to consider two other things. One, our relationship to other people, and two, our relationship to God. As Christians, we are interested in doing what the Bible teaches us to do. Gambling in any form might best be described as paying something for a chance to win more at the expense of other people. And that's exactly what it is. You have to pay something to have a chance in something like a lottery. You create that chance. If you don't get into it, you don't have the chance. I don't plan to create a chance. I would have to pay money to create a chance. And if I created that chance, the possibility of winning much more than I was putting into it at the expense of somebody else paying for that which I would win, and at the same time paying for that which goes into the pockets of others who are involved in running the process. Well, when you look here at Romans 12, he says, be kindly affectioned one to another in honor, preferring one another, putting other people first. Verse 17, provide things honest or honorable in the sight of all men. Have the right relationship with others. 1 Corinthians 10:24, a man seeks not his own, but he seeks another man's wealth or welfare. That's just the opposite of the lottery situation. The Christian approach is to want what's best for the other people, even at a point of sacrifice on my part. Whereas gambling in any form is the idea of wanting to promote myself at the expense of others. It's just the opposite of what the Bible teaches. The golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, has a principle involved here. As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Galatians 6, verse 10 has a principle involved in this. And all of these scriptures point out that as Christian people, we certainly should not be interested in trying to promote our own welfare at the expense of somebody else, but rather promoting the welfare of others at the expense of ourselves, if possible. It's just the opposite of what the Bible teaches. And I think we need to take that into consideration. And then there is the point of trying to do what is right in the sight of God as far as we as Christians are concerned. Think about the principle of covetousness. One of the worst sins listed along with sins like murder and stealing and idolatry, fornication. One of the hardest sins to identify. Maybe one of the easiest to commit. Remember a few minutes ago I talked about I really believe that greed is the problem. People wanting to get rich fast, wanting to get something at the expense of somebody else. Isn't that defining covetousness? And can we be involved in things like that without being covetous? Colossians 3:5 says that covetousness is idolatry. And that ties in with the God of Mammon that we were talking about. And then there is the work principle. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if any will not work, neither let him eat. Gambling in any form tends to go against the work principle of an honest day's labor for an honest day's pay. In Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands that which is good, that he may have that to give to others as they have need. Again, this is just the opposite of the lottery situation. God's word instructs us to work and to labor in order to bring in that which we need, and even in doing that, to have in mind being able to help other people. And I think another key verse is 1 Corinthians 4:2. It is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. We really need to back up, folks, and realize that we are stewards of God. That everything belongs to Him, and everything we have belongs to Him. And therefore, I have a responsibility with whatever I have in my possession, whatever I'm able to control as far as material things are concerned. I have a responsibility to use that wisely according to the principle of providing for my own, 1 Timothy 5:8, and reaching out to do good unto others, Galatians 6:10, trying to help others in any way that I can, even with that which is brought in with labor, again, Ephesians 4:28. We're just touching the hem of the garment. I think you realize that. But just think about what God has told us as Christian people to do. We are to have the right attitude toward material things. We're not to be interested in gaining at the expense of others. We're to be interested in working hard to be able to have that which we can use to support ourselves, our families, and to help others. And we are to be good stewards of what God has given to us. And so I suggest to you, based upon these three areas of thought, that we need to seriously consider doing everything that we can to keep the setting in our state like it is as far as gambling is concerned. And if perchance it passes, to still refer to God's word and be controlled by God's word in the decisions that we make and what we do personally. I think if you will honestly look at the circumstances and the facts, look at the relationship that we're to have with other people and the relationship that we're to have to God in material things, that you will come to the right decision. And I ask you to consider these points. Also want to suggest that there is another way sometimes in which we may be literally involved in gambling. If you're not a Christian, and you know the need to be baptized into Christ as a child of God, you know the need of your sins being forgiven, and you keep sitting there and do nothing about it, you are gambling with your soul. If you're out of step as a Christian and you need to ask for prayers to be forgiven and you don't do it, realizing that death could come at any time, you are gambling with your soul. I would encourage all of us to stay away from gambling, especially gambling with our souls. If you need to come to Christ, don't gamble, come to Him, as together we stand and sing.